I did not grow up in the village or rural areas. I grew up in suburbia of the one of the smaller cities. It's like this fourth biggest city in Lithuania, Šiauliai. And it's very industrial, to be very honest. From 2007 to 2012, I was living in the United Kingdom. And funny enough is that I grew really interested in my own country by living somewhere else. And I think this is kind of the really big passion where it came from. Because when you leave your country and you go somewhere else, at first you are very enthusiastic about the place you are going to, and it looks like it's something new and it's something unexpected, a lot of cultures, a lot of interesting things. But funny enough, it happens so that you become really interested in your own country. And this is what happened to me, because in 2012 I came back and I saw my own country in totally new eyes. And actually, after 8 years in 2020, I still have this really big interest in my own country and in my own country's social aspects and the stories of the people. And I still find very, very strong themes to work on. I think Soon to Be Gone started much earlier than when I understood the name for the concept and that in some sense what I want to tell and things like that. So even though the start of the series, the project started in 2014, I think it was almost like 2011 when the first sketches of it came. It's another small series, and you can find it on my website, and it's called Children of Šilėnai. This is where I found this kind of time machine that I always emphasize. I really enjoy this kind of traveling in time to finding really, really kind of almost vanished or disappearing issues. And from then on, I think I was really attached to this theme. And I think in some sense it almost became my life's theme as well, because I'm not sure if I'll ever stop going to the rural areas, especially in Lithuania. I think the people in the cities, and especially European and high big cities, they started to be very, very similar. You know, everyone would dress from the same shops. Everyone would have more or less the same phone. And when you go further into the rural areas and into the outside of the city, you always would get more interesting ideas. You get maybe a bit more relaxed lifestyle, a bit more connected with the land, and a bit more, maybe a bit. I don't want to say deeper, but in some sense a bit more personal. I learned a lot from this project I was working on, and I think it's two parts of it. The first part is that I understood myself a bit more, understood what makes me really interested in photography. And the second thing I really learned about the people, their point of view, their daily life issues, problems, how economically their situation is different from others. I was really amazed to see a lot of warmth and the warmth in connection and in the possibility to spend a lot of time with the photographer and to tell the stories and to invite them to their homes, which is what is not very often practiced in the cities. Try to imagine that someone in the middle of the street, when you start to talk, invites you to their home to get you a coffee and maybe sometimes even to have a dinner. So, and this is what I learned actually in villages and in rural areas, people are much more open and much more looking to the for the contact with the people. I think there's a lot of nostalgia in my work. There's no way of photographer being objective, and it's always a subjective thing. And in this sense, I'm not even trying to be very, very kind of showing exactly how it is. It's always more sentimental, more nostalgic from my point of view. In some sense, it's my own remembrance of the things I sometimes remember from my childhood, even though I already said that I didn't have a lot of rural life. It's very often that the viewer of Soon to Be Gone, they sometimes tend to see their own young days. So a lot of people, not just me, but a lot of people see their own childhood moments in there. I traveled more or less throughout Lithuania. I'm sure there are still a lot of roads left, but it was a lot of traveling in between by the gravel roads, by the some roads that don't even maybe sometimes exist on the maps. You always get the best stories if you turn out of the main roads. I'm sure there are millions of the places left unvisited, and you can actually visit exactly the same areas and get the new results. I'm sure I will find my new ways of opening new doors.